Why would you use a VPN to pretend you're in Mongolia?
Maybe they find our content embarrassing?
Just a couple quick notes. In this episode, we jump ahead a bit in time and join our characters as they plan to make a bit of quick coin by plundering some ancient ruins. They've partnered up with Arin, the Xandir tomb robber we met in an earlier episode. Xandir are copper-colored skin with dark hair and dark eyes. And Tara, a Danuvian woman. Danuvian women are tall, bronze-skinned warrior women. And you'll also hear Ari's character, Aeon, briefly. He's a muse. Muses are short, butterfly-winged, kind of fairy-looking folk. He'll pop out of an extra-dimensional space where he exists most of the time when Ari's not around, because, you know, muses are flighty and magic and Talithanta is capricious. So if he happened to show up and disappear a couple times in future episodes, don't worry about it. Anyway, enjoy.
We'll follow that red line on the map. Yeah, as you leave Simrol over Kazmir into the Wilderlands, things are more arid and make a stop a place or two along the way to get some fresh supplies. But I think we just cut to you guys in the air. Arin is, you've got your maps and he's got some maps and he's pointing down there, and you know, you can see some mounds and a few walls sticking up here and there. A lot of the city walls that you can see were made of some sort of bluish stone.
Oh, wondrous.
Sharp eyes out. See if you can see any camps out there. You know, any camps or anything.
Who's doing this looking?
Evian, you're our best scout.
Raw perception.
Yeah, we'll just use perception for this.
Okay.
You don't have any scouting skills.
Nope.
From what you're seeing there, don't see any signs of anybody else around this area.
Well, if the bandits are here, they are probably hiding among the ruins and tunnels themselves. So be wary.
So I'll ask Arwen, any particular spot you want us to hover over and come down to?
See those walls there, follow those along, and there's that mound just to the south. I think that's where they're...
The one that's sort of octagonal shaped?
Yeah.
All right, bring her around. The only other person, Ivan, cut the half sail. We'll slowly come in and cut the sails completely and see you, and just glide over it and then drop the drag anchor.
Right, so do you need me on the inside? Or, as experience suggests, I'm probably best suited to the role of getaway driver.
Put on my helmet and go, yeah, I guess we're going down. You coming, Astromel?
Why, yes. I couldn't miss this, possibly.
Drop the ladder and climb. I'll go first down and step onto the top of the mountain and look around.
You can see as get closer there is an area where some of the dirt's been more recently disturbed, and you can see the side of a wall and a stone been moved out of there, and you can see into the darkness there.
Pull out one of the torches, light it up, torch in one hand, sword in the other. Let's take a look around. I'm waiting for everyone else to show up first. I'm not going to go in there by myself. So when everyone's assembled and we got at least three torches going, I'll lead and go in.
I guess I'll roll the rope ladder up and lie low to the deck.
You're just going to hang out there getting a tan?
We don't tan. We burn.
With what was suggested about our approach, it just kind of sounded like, well, if bandits show up, we do need somebody babysitting the boat.
All right, so it's four of us, me, Astromel, Arwen, and Tara, going down the ruins. And
I'm beginning to appreciate John's mispronouncing names now, because now I'm picturing us three and Arwen from The Lord of the Rings.
And we go. Was this like a part of the tower that collapsed?
Like what exactly it was, you're not sure. Some building can make your way through here. There's bits of of wall, some still standing, some collapsed. You're making your way through this building. You're climbing over stuff. And
I have a crowbar, which I'll pull every so often and scratch the wall. Yeah, I'm not going to get lost down here.
Is it, are we talking like these naked bluish stone walls and dirt floor, or what's it like?
As you go in, well, the floors, some are covered with some of the rubble. It's a lot of the blue stones you see as you're entering. You can see some remnants of furniture, maybe. It's like bits that have been crushed from the falling of walls, you know, some pottery.
Is the floor like a mosaic or just more blue stone or blue stone tiles, just like that?
Well, it's dusty and there's some blue stone, some maybe had some sort of covering like rug or something, but it's...
When you say blue, we're talking like turquoise blue or are we talking more like normal blue stone?
It's a dark blue.
This pottery, is it like recognizable shards of pottery? And is there like a glazing on one side? And can I see anything if I bend down and pick some pieces up?
Yeah, it looks like it was advanced finely.
Porcelain.
You can maybe see some ornamentation or something on it.
Anything remotely recognizable in relation to Phaedrons or anything else I've seen in ruins?
Probably not what you're seeing here. This initial area, you can see evidence of other people tromping through here. So if there were things of interest, they'd probably have made off with them.
Since I worked as a guard, this is not a guard room. This is some place where someone lived. Am I correct?
You're not an archaeologist, so sure, that's what you think.
Looking for either, probably a way down.
Okay, so as you're making your way through here, yeah, you find a passage down. It may have once been stairs that have collapsed, so you have to get out some ropes and some pitons and...
Stake them out and tie the rope securely and lower it down and take a torch and drop it to the floor. So it lights up the air at the bottom so we can see what's going on, what's down there.
Looks similar to what you've seen.
All right, I'll go down first. Slowly, as slow as I can, and at the same time sort of kind of rotate around a little bit so I can look around the room as I come down.
Looks like a large area. Looks like maybe more living spaces. You can see some more remnants of some furniture.
Are we talking I went down 20 feet?
10 or so. You know, it's like a story. This wasn't a bottomless pit you dropped into.
Tentatively put a foot on the ground, make sure it doesn't collapse underneath me while hanging onto the rope. Pick up the torch and look around and, single, come on down. I'll probably have Tara come down next, so have the muscle down here first, just in case.
You can see some items here that maybe those who were here before hadn't gotten through picking up everything in here. So, yeah, if you want to, like, give me, like, a perception roll for what cool loot you might be able to find here.
For the moment, I think Astral's more interested in who or how many may have been here before. So he's going to mainly focus on like what he can divine from the dust in terms of tracks or what's been disturbed. I have tracking. I guess maybe it's perception based.
Yeah.
So level plus perception. Here we go. Just feel free to apply whatever negatives.
At least been a little while since I've been here, but still, you saw some of the tracks and the exact numbers you can't pick out, but it was, you know, between say 4 and 10 people maybe. And there you can see some more recent tracks down here in this level. Though as you kind of poke around, you start to see areas where that you aren't seeing the tracks. As you're exploring around here, you see another area where it might be stairs, but it's collapsed and filled in. And there's another area where it looks like the collapse has also collapsed part of the floor. And you can see down to the other level, but there's some rocks and things that part of them have been shifted. You can see a bunch of tracks around there, like they maybe were trying to get down to the next level before they left.
It's like some partial and maybe hurried work over here, Aaron. There are some tracks over here that vanish behind this collapsed wall here. We should maybe pay attention to the ceiling.
Okay. And he's been going around, like, looking at some of the unbroken plates, and there's some glassware that he's dusting off and wrapping up.
Mm. Oh, I know my sister would pay you pretty for those.
Well, hopefully Zendarin is going to be paying more than she would, but she's welcome to make an offer.
Can I just do a casual look around?
What are you looking for?
I'm just hoping on luck that I might find something.
We can just say that's the perception to spot something interesting among the ruins here.
Partial.
This isn't your thing, really. You're finding, some sort of metal box that seems to be intact, maybe copper, a little green.
Goes in my little pack.
While they are looting the place,
we are doing an archaeological examination in situ.
While they are archaeologically plundering the place, making a catalog of objects from the past for scientific purposes, I'm going to drop my torch into this excavation hole into the lower floor, and then carefully worm my way down.
Well, as it is now.
Oh, is it not large enough?
You could maybe shove your torch through the hole, but you need to shift some stones to be able to get down there yourself.
Or you go back to the collapsed stairs and go down that way.
There's no way down there. That'd take even more rock shifting to get all the debris out of that.
If I stick my torch down there, can I stick my nose down there too and have a look or a sniff?
From all you can see from where you are, you can maybe make out like the corner of like something metal, barrel or a pot or something down below on the near the floor. You can't get a good view of things.
There's some sort of container down there. It's metal. Tara, Thanasis, help me with these rocks. We could maybe expand the hole.
I have no experience with demolition, but I want to at least try to figure out the best way to take this down without taking the whole thing down at once. You know what I'm saying? Would that be intelligence?
Yeah.
All right. I get a plan that. Minus any difficulties.
A penalty for not really knowing what you're doing.
Ooh, 14.
All right.
It's a penalty more than three, more than four.
Well, you'll find as you're working away, saying, pry bar over there and get a rope around this and pull on this rock, and you're all working and shifting. It rolls out of the way. A couple of the bigger chunks kind of fall through and knock into something. You hear a clang of some metal down there.
But we made the hole bigger.
Yeah, so now you can get through down there, yeah.
Is it climbable, or do we rope it down?
You probably have to rope down, yes.
Put down a couple pitons, at least two pitons, and tie the rope between the two of them, and then throw it down.
As he's doing that, I'm like looking at the ceiling overhead, expecting like, okay, no cracks.
Oh, if this thing goes, we're dead. So I guess I'm down first again. Is one of those big rocks that fell now sitting on the thing he saw?
As you go down, you can see a couple of these big metal vat things. And it did knock into one of those, and it fell off the shelf right there that it was on. And it had a metal covering on top of that, which is now bent and broken. And there's some strange things kind of oozing out of it.
Ooh, torch. I'm putting my torch forward. Tara, get down here. I'll go off to the side away. If it is something like an ooze or something like that, hopefully it'll go for me first, and Tara can blindside it.
Okay, so let's do initiative.
Yay! Ooh, 12.
Tara, I don't think we'd find...
I kind of figured Arwen's going to stay up there.
Well, only you and Tara so far, and she's only just starting to climb down. Yeah, she does have some bonus.
Oh, she just drops down.
She's wriggling herself through the opening that you guys have made and lowering herself down and getting her big ass sword out, but she's there and will be able to assist you in fighting.
I'm going to try to discover if it likes fire or not. I'm attacking it with the torch.
Yeah, make an attack roll.
All right, that's with plus +3.
So as you poke at it with the torch, as it's forming itself up out of this vat, shifts and moves and avoids your flame.
Yeah.
So as it forms this vaguely humanoid-shaped mass of
goop,
yeah, it launches itself at you, trying to envelop you.
Oh, lovely.
It is wrapping itself around you, and it starts getting over your face, and you're having difficulty breathing as it is wrapping around you and squeezing you to smother you. So take 2 points of damage.
Ouch.
What are you doing, Astromel?
I mean, I guess maybe I'm holding the rope, like leading down with the torch, trying to figure out what's going on after the Danuvian rappelled down. What can I see from here? Is it just like basically the top of the Danuvian and not much else?
See her getting on her sword, and you can see the overturned metal vat. See a bit of it. Probably wouldn't be able to see where Thanasis has moved. Tara's like, there's something attacking him.
I guess I'll begin to swing over the edge, but I'll tell Aron, tell the others, now.
He'll go working his way back out.
Back to the top of the batting order. I got a feeling if she attacks with that sword, it's going to go right through it.
Oh. Yeah, she swinging at it, and as you and it are kind of staggering around, she catches a bit of it, and yeah, it seems to go right through the gooey substance that this thing is made out of.
Well, I still have a torch in hand, so whoop, right at the face.
Your face?
My face, because that's where it is. It's over my face. So either it moves out of the way and I can get a breath, or I hit it and then burn it. So that's an attack. That's a plus +3.
As you try to stick the torch in your face, the body of this thing, it surrounds the torch and just snuffs it out.
It's fireproof. Wonderful.
All right, Astromel.
Am I halfway down or all the way down or what?
I think you're down now.
So this is a lot to take in. People flailing around. What does it look like from where I'm standing? Like, does it look like Thanasis is enveloped in something or?
Yes, it's this strange, gooey covering of red and tan and streaked goo that is enveloping him.
I think the remake of The Blob.
Or The Thing.
Not knowing what we're dealing with. Well, no, not knowing what this thing is, I'm just going to take a chance and I'm going to cast, what is it called? Obsession is the one, I think.
Oh. Right?
And it was cast to implant in the mind of a chosen victim a single thought, urging, or desire. The nature which is to the cast to determine. And I want the intention anyway is to implant a very powerful urge to flee. And I want to target this thing, this weird blob that's wrestling with the Thanasis. Just regular level work. One, I think.
It might work. Not with that roll.
You're having trouble like figuring out how to focus this spell against this thing. And it fizzles.
Oh, quick question. Did it take a few days for us to get here? So should we, because I'm still injured from last time.
Yeah, you should be full. You guys were hanging out in Simril for a bit, and then it's taken a few days to get here.
So its turn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it missed.
As it's written to envelop and crush you, as you're staggering about here, it doesn't understand what's you and what's your armor, and so it isn't able to get a good crushing on you.
I'm just going to run straight for as fast as I can and try to hit a wall as hard as I can, face first.
Okay. It's Tara's turn. So there are some tables and shelves and things in this room, and some of them have fallen down, and she picks up like a board, or maybe it was part of a table or something, and just something flat, and she just kind of smacks at it. Since her sword didn't seem to work yet, she's like, "Oh, maybe this will I'll do it." So,
surface. Oh, that's a good smack.
Yeah, and smacks, and the surface of this thing kind of ripples a bit, but it didn't seem to have much other effect of it, other than to kind of move you and it fractionally away.
I'm still going to run straight for it. I probably can't see right now, so I'm just taking a chance. I'm going to run into a wall as hard as I can. Is that, would that be an attack, or is that just me running as hard as I can?
I guess we can call it an attack to have some sort of effect on this thing.
Survey says, depending on minuses and pluses, I either smack into the wall and hurt myself.
Yeah, you kind of enveloping you, so your ability to move as you wish is impaired, and you fall onto the ground.
Astromel, do something.
I don't have anything fancy, and if the Danuvian thinks that smacking it is an effective strategy, then I might as well try that as well. I have a staff, so, you know, as he's falling there on the floor, like, I'm grabbing my staff in two hands and doing the, like, police brutality, you know, just smacking him, hoping to hit the blob rather than
does he get a bonus to this? Because we're on the floor thrashing.
Well, you said thrashing, so that's probably...
No, okay.
No, he's no bonus.
Straight up combat rating, right? With a minus for the blob, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not bad.
We haven't applied the minus for the blob yet.
And your strength is one. Yeah. So you hit it and it barely ripples the surface of this thing.
Well, I'll just have to do it again. And again. And hope to not hit, you know who.
It's turn, yeah.
Your thrashing about is helping. You take another 2 points of damage as it continues working on how it can crush you into a nice digestible ball.
Tara, smack me, hit me again, Tara.
Yeah, she's like, what do we do? Looking at Astromel. You've both hit and it doesn't seem to help. And Astromel is silent. We let him die then? Okay.
Yes. Astromel was muted, okay? Pull it off!
She takes the bag she was using to put some of the stuff you guys have been finding and tries to use it as a way to grab a bit of this blob and pull it off. She moves a bit of the goo around, but doesn't seem to be, you know, having any significant effect on it.
I'm going to try to shove my hands up to my face and then push away, see if I can get it at least off my face.
Okay.
Still combat or strength?
We could say that's strength, yeah.
Oh!
So, yeah, you're able to get a bit of it and free your face, or at least for the moment.
The container! The vat! It came from the vat! It might hurt it! Also, I don't think I did any damage to it.
You'd have no idea. Yvonne, you can start to hear some yelling from down below. You can't quite make it out what it is yet.
Get at the gun well and be ready.
So then, Astromel.
I'm going to whip off my long cloak, and I'm going to use the cloak as close as well as I can to try to envelop the thing in my cloak so that it's wrapped up in the cloak, and then scream. As I'm doing this, I'm like screaming for Tara to like, yeah, help secure the cloak around it.
Volume-wise, it's about as big as you are. So that can either be in, call it an attack or a dex, whichever you prefer.
I guess I'd prefer an attack. So at least I have a bonus.
Ooh, not too shabby.
You've got it mostly wrapped up. It then pulls off him and is kind of squirting around the edge of the cloak and is coming at you now, Astromel.
Yep.
I've drawn its ire. Combat rating is one.
Yes.
Oof.
Part of it has come around and starting to smother you, take 2 points of damage.
Help!
Goose around over you. Tara will try to grab the bits that you had wrapped in the cloak and pull it off you. Yeah, successful. So you're able to get a bit of a breath as she pulls it back. Yeah. And what are you doing, Thanasis?
I'm going for the vat, grabbing it, and seeing if I can just go dunk right over it.
The lid and the vat are both deformed because of the rock that smashed it.
Well, we're going to deform it back.
This isn't like a Tupperware container. You can just stick it back in and...
I'm just going to hit it with it then.
Okay.
And I'll grab the lid. Grab the lid and smack it with the lid and see if, you know, it contained it. Maybe it has some power over it. So that's definitely a combat. Ooh, I'd say that's a hit.
What's your strength?
I have a plus two.
Smack it and it ripples in its plasmic way. Outside, you have Arin standing outside the hole that they disappeared in, yelling up to you on that something's attacking Thanasis.
Drop the rope ladder, tell Aeon, if bandits show up, do this and that, and it'll raise 50 feet and go, and also get the ladder up after I'm off, and I go down.
Okay. Astromel's turn.
So is the thing off me completely?
It's got, like, some of its tendrils are kind of grasping at you, but you're mostly free.
Yeah, okay, so the first thing I want to do is get away, far enough away that I'm not in this thing's... immediate, you know, attack range. So that's what I'm prioritizing.
Okay. You can see from what light there is from the couple of torches you guys have dropped down here. There looks like there is a arch doorway to another room. You can see staircase, but you know that is blocked.
And the entire room is small enough that this thing could reach anywhere, essentially.
It's not a small room, but, you know, you could probably run to whatever end, and if it's, you don't know if it's faster than you or...
Okay, get away from it is priority A. So I'm gonna try to wriggle away from the tendrils and head for the archway without going through it.
Okay. Can't really see what the room is beyond that archway because torches have all been dropped as you guys are fighting.
Yeah. Is there any smell, by the way, coming from either this room or the archway place in particular that any different from anywhere else in this ruin?
Yeah, this room definitely has some different smells to it. Maybe give me perception.
9.
You work making elixirs and potions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, there's some familiar smells here. So somebody had done some of that work here.
Okay, that's interesting. Keep that in my back pocket as I'm trying not to panic.
You can see there's shells, and you, right now you don't have a torch to give you good light, but you can see there's some shelves and tables. You can kind of make out the glint of, like, glassware or something.
Well, I'm satisfied for now.
Okay. It is moving towards that second vat.
Yeah, we're going to have to stop it. One's bad enough. Two's worse.
We'll let you oppose that, sure.
I got the lid. I'm just, you know, keep shoving in front of it.
What's your speed?
0. So straight up, you know, whatever its speed is. Oh, God.
Fortunately for you, it gets there first. And it is enveloping kind of over the top of it and starting to work the seal.
Get off of that!
Tara, with Astromel's cloak, then will, like, run at it and try to pull it off. She is successful in tackling and pulling it away from the vat. It started to work the seal. If it's uninterrupted once more, it's going to have it open.
Well, I'm taking the lid, turning it sideways, and edge on, trying to cleave it from it with the lid. Ooh, again, another partial.
Yeah, it's not nearly as effective as you would have hoped. It did kind of cut into it, but whether it cut into it and it damaged it or it just moved itself out of the way as you pushed into it, it's hard for you to determine. Yvonne, I guess you guys are making your way down.
Yeah.
You'll be here just in time for the second one.
Astromal.
I am going to rush in among the various vessels and shelves and stuff, and I'm going to try to ascertain essentially by smell if there's anything caustic in here, anything acidic, anything really like searing or burning or anything of that order. And it might include, you know, screwing tops off and smelling them, right?
Which skill do you have there for?
I have concoct elixirs. I have agriculturist for mushrooms. And I have identify flora fauna, which I guess that's rock, though. Lias rock. So, but it's used in elixirs, I suppose. Some elixirs, maybe. I guess it would be concoct. That would be the sensible.
Yeah, there'll be a penalty because there's time and this isn't quite the same thing, so.
We don't know what kind of magical stuff is here.
So you can use that skill with your int and, mine's 5, yeah.
Ooh, not too shabby.
With the penalty, partial.
I included the penalty.
Oh, did you? Okay. You smell something that you think that's acid.
Wonderful. And now I'm going to take my second action in the round to rush out and throw the acid on the thing with a minus 5. Because that seems like wonderful fun.
Yeah, I guess we call that an attack.
Comet rating minus 5 then.
Let's do a die of fate. Do you want odds or evens?
I'll be even.
Okay.
Poor Tara.
The thing smashes on Tara and bubbles against her armor and her skin. It's like, what the?
Out of the way!
Clumsy idiot. It knows that it almost had that cover off, so it's going to go after it again. If you want to oppose it, it will mean that it will be on you attacking you then if it doesn't succeed.
Okay, I'll go with that.
What's your strength?
Strength is 2. Yeah! Disastrous.
With that lid that you're holding, you hit the blob thing center of mass and knock it back well enough that it's recollecting itself from its...
Back to the top of the batting order. Tara, I know she's hurt.
She is grabbing the other vat and dragging it away.
Take a turn and cast Safekeep on it.
Well, it's your turn.
But she's got, and they would affect her, so I'm not going to do it. So instead, just smack it with the lid again. When in doubt, smack it with the lid.
Okay.
Stay! Whack! Down! Whack! Stay! Whack!
Not having a huge effect on it as you whack it and it jiggles. Yvonne, you're just arriving down here and can see Thanasis smacking at this strange glob of stuff. With a metal lid of some sort.
Well, I don't know what works and what doesn't work. So let's just go straight to the old reliable Eldritch power. Let's do some pure magical energy. Probably a 3.
Partial. I think we're rolling damage for these, right?
Yeah, this is a 1d4 per level.
And it gets a dex to kind of move its... Fortunately for you, it's not real dexterous in its gooiness.
Nope, not at all.
I mean, you didn't get off the full blast that you were hoping for, but it seems to sound affected as it you blast it with this magical energy. See bits of it charred by it, I guess.
How engaged is it? Are we talking like Thanasis has just smacked it and it's just been pelted with its energy bolt?
Yeah.
This would not be the ideal time to like spellbind it, seems to me. Any moment it could get another whack and then it would be out of the bind. I'm gonna dash over and grab my torch, and then dash back into the alchemy room. Just now, at least there are 3 of them out there engaging it.
If you're lucky, it's all written in Archean.
One can hope.
Written.
Yeah, there are totally labels, megacillin and all of those important things.
Squiggle with 2 slashes? What's that mean? Let's see, then Thanasis is who it's going for.
Oh, yeah, I'm right there smacking it.
Yeah. Envelops you, starts smothering you again, 5 points of damage.
Ouch. Shoot it! Shoot it!
You can feel its gooiness like, seeping into your armor around your neck and getting into your nose and mouth. Tara, well, she's still dragging the other one, She's taking it through the archway into the other room, hoping that there's nothing worse in there.
Asriel's in there.
No, he's still in the big room, Mirian. Okay, Thanasis.
Hands up and try to get off, at least off my face or upper body. So that'd be what, straight up strength?
Yeah, strength is fine.
Partial.
You can at least see, maybe get half a breath.
That's when I say, shoot it! Shoot it with fire!
Avon.
Well, since I have no knowledge of the situation, I guess I might as well do what he asks. Even though out of character, I know that this is not the good. But yeah, we'll switch to elemental this time. I was kind of thinking about freezing it and see if we can shatter it. But elemental fire can't be elemental lightning. It'll transfer to him. So let's pump this up. Less chance of hitting, but we're going to make it a 4. Yeah, I've got my little can with the gasoline, and I am pumping it real hard.
Not hard enough.
I think it reflects that I am acting on bad information.
You're a bit flustered. You were ready to keep using that eldritch energy, and he says fire, and you're having trouble switching.
It's a terrible
And we're down here thing. Under the earth. Fire is not as strong unless you get all the way down like under a volcano.
Astromel.
Dash into the alchemy room, frantically looking around for something I might recognize as valuable.
You just looted?
Or another way, another door. That would also be cool.
The room where you had the alchemy stuff, that's this big room where they're fighting.
Oh, okay. So it's an archway, but it's not...
Archway to another room. You don't know what's in that room.
Oh, I thought I went in there and saw... Oh, okay. So the shelves with the stuff is in the same room. Gotcha, okay. So in that case, I ran to that corner with the torch now. Does anything look like the same type of vessel that I found the acid in?
Perception to quickly find something similar again. You see something that, this looks right.
Right, I snag it. I'm going to hold off on casting it this time, just to be sure.
All right, then you've gotten lucky. If this hasn't rolled well against you.
Yeah, I'm keeping it off of my face, basically.
As it flows around you, trying to envelop you, Tara coming back out of the room, she'll grab the cloak and try pulling it away again.
Ooh.
Yeah, grab the cloak and pulls it mostly off of Thanasis. So at least that's not suffocating you at the moment.
It's stretched between us, so you actually now have a target. Though I'm going to turn around and whack it again with the lid.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Swing and a miss. It's just a normal failure. I didn't roll.
Just a normal failure, yeah. As it's letting go of you, you kind of stagger back and swing awkwardly and stumble back on your butt.
You going to switch to ice this time, or...?
I was thinking about it. Yeah, let's do that. Let's see if we can liquid nitrogen this thing enough to make it shatterable. I'm doing this at level 3.
Woo-hoo.
Blobbiness can't get out of the way, so do damage.
Yep.
Oh, bad roll.
Ouch.
Hit it with the coal there, and you can see it's got some frost burn on it. Looks like it hurt it, but it's still... moving, Astromol.
Oh, apparently I'm not saying hasta la vista, baby. I'm just hurling this thing. What? I scream. Out of the way, Tara! And I hurl the container at it. That was comet rating, right? Yeah. Oh!
Minus its comet rating. As it's struggling with these two moves, you throw it. It seemed almost like it was... ready for it this time. It pulls up that cloak on the ground, and the acid hits that, and so your cloak is now getting eaten by acid.
Figures.
Frustrated, Tara grabs that board she was using earlier and just swings at it. Doesn't hit it very well, and a little bit of a flop, and it doesn't seem to have much of an effect on it. Okay, Thanasis.
Well, I'm using the lid on it, so I thwack it. I thwack it marginally. Oh, no. That actually is a miss. If it has the attack bonus, I think it does, yeah.
You thwack it about as effectively as she did, and ripples a little bit of the goo. Okay, Evan.
How reckless am I going to be? Eldritch Bolt.
Max level?
Thinking about being that reckless, but that means I have no bonus.
You can do it for 4 and get +2.
It wouldn't have helped.
Astromal.
I'm torn, wondering if the reason we're not hurting him very much is because we're not using magic anything. And I could technically magic somebody's weapon.
I have a lid.
You have a lid and Tara has a bench. Either option is amusing. On the other hand, I might try to urge it to flee again, which would mean we won't have to rely on further nonsense.
Until it wears off.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. Try it again. So that was obsession, flee. And I guess I'll do it at level 2. Oh!
There's like maybe an anti-magic field around here because none of you seem to be able to get your spells off.
It's clear there's something wrong with these ruins.
I've had a couple of spells go off, but...
Well, you're a better wizard than I am. A natural environment underground in stone chambers. It's totally not normal. There needs to be a forest around me for this to work, clearly.
No, you'd think maybe your spell didn't feel like it worked, but the thing now seems to be rising up on like 4 pseudopods charging towards that archway.
Oh no. The other bat. This is like a fight in a Sam Raimi movie.
Tara's going to try to tackle it because she's the one who knows what's in that other room since she put it there.
Oh.
So she succeeds and she launches herself at it, knocks it down. It kind of squishes out around her as she tackles it. Thanasis, what are you doing?
Well, before it gets a chance to try over, I'm just going to, again, thwack it with my lid. I could just simply put a hand down and call my sword, but last time I saw a sword used, it dodged it. Let's try it. I drop the lid, hand out, sword comes out of the sheath into my hand, and I immediately attack with it. I'm going to try to cut it in half. Sword attack. Ooh! My sword does 8 plus my damage modifier, 2, 10.
Yeah, you swing your sword like right into the meaty center of it. You feel it cut a bit, but it kind of flows around it. So you would thought that would have just severed it in half, but...
All right. Did something.
Yvonne, they've kind of moved out of your... where you can see where you're just looking down this hole.
Has anybody said anything about any container that they don't want open? No, they haven't.
No, we haven't.
Then I guess I better come down and get line of sight again.
You can hang by the rope.
Yeah. No, I'll do this as a 4. It's Eldritch Bolt at a 4. So I'll have a +2 to...
Woohoo!
All right. You can either pump double the magic energy into this bolt, or you can not expend a spell slot for your extra effect.
Man, that spell slot.
Pump it up.
I don't know. That spell slot, man. I am so close to empty. When we double it, does that mean we're rolling 8 dice, or does that mean we're rolling 4 and... taking that x2.
Which would you prefer?
I think 8 dice.
Sure, then you can do that.
Lots of ones, but...
Describe what this looks like as you unleash this mighty... What's this?
It's an Eldritch Bolt. I think I'm going to largely keep the sort of description I had from the first fight. So it's like tearing open the space between me and the thing, and you see like... the astral void or the night sky, and it slams into the thing and starts scattering its internal consistency, however much that...
And that's going to completely take it out, so if you want to say that's what happens.
Right. The thing is shredded by all of the chaotic forces that it has come into contact with.
Everyone downstairs gets splashed in its innards.
And then there's silence.
I'm licking my lips. Yeah. There's another vat in there of one more of those in that room over there. We want to seal that sucker.
All right. Last spell slot.
If we don't disturb these things, we can still surely conserve our magical energies and have a careful look around still.
Well, if you don't mind it not being properly sealed, I can do a...
does 1 point of damage to anybody who tries to tamper with it?
Yeah, safe key.
Thing is opened by...
Has it opened yet?
Rock.
Grab a torch, touch it to another lit torch. Let's go find out.
Let's not. Oh, you mean go into the other room?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Check and make sure it hasn't popped itself open.
If it has, we have to flee.
Okay, so you go into the other room. So you're looking carefully at the vat, bringing the torch close to it, seeing where the other one had started to peel up the seal there. As you're carefully studying it, the music comes down, and then there's a boom as it something like hits against the top of the vat, but the seal is holding.
I think it's worth blowing off that last slot.
What else is this other room?
Yeah, this room, there's some table desk. Part of this room has collapsed and been crushed. There's some bits of things on the tables that you can investigate. The one thing near the rubble of what's collapsed is like a metal sphere that's at least 10 inches across. It looks like it was maybe hanging between, there's like a tripod that has been fallen in the collapse. On the tables, you can probably find a couple books and other bits of stuff that you can investigate.
All right.
Well, if there's anything that even is remotely indicatory of text or anything like that, then I forget completely about the vat and the blob, and I'm gravitated towards that.
Can I do a quick rejuvenance on Tara and try to heal the acid wounds on her?
Sure.
So that I'll cast that too, which means I'll be rolling at zero. So maybe get at least get 2 hit points back. Nope. I'm not used to dealing with acid burns. Sorry.
Well, I hope you'll have better performance issues later.
I can have a look at that later. Just let me have a look at these things here in the corner.
All right.
I was looking at the book. So what are we talking about?
We're looking about the second vat.
Somewhat damaged seal, deciding if we want to burn off Evian's last spell slot to properly seal it with a ward.
Was the second one damaged?
Yeah. The slime was trying to open it, and Least was working on the seal.
I'm not sure about the details, but I think the second seal, there had been some damage to the vat, but the seal was still intact.
You'll be fine. Don't worry about it, guys.
Good.
Now, we are also in this alchemist's lab/facility, and there may be things here we could use if we could just read the labels.
There's the room where the vats were, and then there are some shelves and tables with, some looks like alchemical equipment and stuff. And then there's the archway into the other room where the vat was dragged. And yeah, they're in there. Part of this room has collapsed, but you can see some desk tables around and some various things in the rubble. One thing that stands out is this silver blue orb.
Size of a goose egg?
Bigger. 9-10 inches diameter.
Okay. Size of a cantaloupe. Okay. It's untouched by damage, so that's suspicious.
Well, let's see if we can find any documentation about anything. This is a dry environment, so maybe there'll still be papers in or around the desks. So I'm looking for drawers and things, cubby holes that scrolls could be put in.
Give me perception to see how well you can find something useful in the rubble here.
Okay.
You said you're looking for documents, and you can find some notebooks, it looks like, because it doesn't look like this is a book that somebody would have purchased or anything. It's like, looks like it's in arcane, so you're not going to get a lot of it. But yeah, it looks like maybe these are dates, and there's some recording on whatever they were working on here.
Hey, Astromal, I found some notes that I think the researcher was keeping. He did it all in Archaean. Would you be interested in taking a look?
Astromal is moving away from the alchemical stuff, which he has been looking over in the aftermath. Sure, I'll give it a once over. I'm not interested in looking like in detail. I'm more interested in the alchemy stuff, the chemical stuff. But I'll have a look. I'll add a cursory glance. Is there anything meaningfully interesting?
What would you consider interesting?
Are there any cliff notes about vats with slimes in them?
Chemical formulas?
You're not going to be catching it all because this is an ancient language. They wouldn't have full mastery of it, but you can get that. Yeah, these are research notes. There's some alchemical and experimenting with life forms, the creation mixing of life forms.
Chimeras.
Appears to be a log or notes or something of that sort about the creation of life.
Look over at the vat and go, uh-huh.
I can have a look at it later in detail.
Okay. And maybe we can preserve it as well as we can, take it back to the antiquarians.
I reach in my pouch and pull out that little metal box I found. Think this is something? And I'll hand it over to Yvonne.
We'll give it a look over. Let's set it down on a table so it's stable and lift the latch.
Lift the latch. Some sort of powder substance in there.
Full of powder or?
Mostly.
Let's ease that lid back down.
It could either be ingredients for some sort of thing or it could be someone's uncle.
It's not that big. It's easy to fit in your hand.
A good stiff wind would scatter the entire sample, so.
Make sure this latch is nice and secure and then put it back in my little pouch.
Yeah, I'd like to have a look at the shelf with stuff in at least brief detail.
Is our partner down here as well?
Yeah, it's a problem. I'm going to start packing this stuff away so we can load it on the ship and take it.
Yeah.
Holding the torch up and walking around the walls. Do I see another way out of this room, or is that behind the collapse?
If there was anything behind the collapse, you wouldn't know it. There's the stairs, which are rubble-filled.
Let's get some ropes and see if we can haul stuff up. I look at the vat. We're leaving this, aren't we? I mean, we could sell it to you-know-who, but I don't think we want this on our ship.
She didn't ask for it.
As long as it's sealed, it could be useful research for somebody.
Oh, what does our partner say?
Hey, if we can sell it, let's sell it.
I'm with Aaron on this.
Well, we probably want to seal it then, don't we? Just to make sure.
Let's see how much room we'll have left on the skiff once we've got the more easily transportable stuff loaded.
This will be the last thing up, so I'll get with Tara and we'll start, get some wood and sort of make like a little platform we can put stuff on, then haul up.
Yvonne, are you doing your seal spell or something else?
Well, I'll take a real good look at it. Does it look like a magical seal has been inscribed on it previously?
Give me a magic rating roll.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
If there is a magical seal, it's certainly not what you're familiar with.
Okay. Do we have existing material around the rim, like wax or anything?
The metal had been sealed in a band on been around that, and the other one had broken that band.
Okay, so we've got like a circle of steel that is now no longer a circle.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough to replace that. I don't exactly have a forge down here or anything. I don't know. I'd have to think about this. A little bit to come up with something credible for keeping this thing closed.
So while you're pondering that, Astromal, what are you up to?
Looking over the jars and vessels and such that I was desperately rifling through to get something acidic, just to see if there's anything that seems either valuable or useful.
Give me, what's your skills here?
I think the only one that applied was whatever it's called, elixir craft.
That to see how much of this you recognize as useful and maybe figure out, okay, this stuff is obviously gone bad and this stuff is still useful. This stuff, I have no idea what it is.
So level plus int then. Well, well, well.
Very good.
Give me a couple things that you find that you're really excited about.
Yeah, now I really wish I'd read the...
More aphrodisiacs.
Yes. Should it be raw materials or should it be something finished?
Either one.
I guess some winged ape's horn, maybe, and some Morpheus blossom.
Okay.
In the powdered variety, right?
Yeah. Find that and identify. Oh, wow. This is rare.
Okay, well stocked. That goes in the old sack.
There's a few other more common ingredients, and then there's some stuff that is probably not good anymore.
Okay.
As you're looking through them, Arn will point out that, oh, wait, some of this, there's amber glass. That would be valuable.
Ah, good to know. Pack those away as well. Yeah, don't open that. That's Ogrunt dung. That has definitely gone bad.
Yeah, that would have started bad.
After I've stuffed a sack full of some of the useful stuff, I'll go and see if I can help with getting the vat up out of here.
I'm thinking I could conjure a replica of the band. Now, it'll only last for 10 rounds per level, but you can keep it closed securely long enough for us to haul it out. Or I can levitate it out. Or we can do a wax seal and do a seal and hope that that'll be strong enough.
I mean, the second option seems the safest.
Levitate it?
If you are able to levitate that much weight.
If it's more than 150 pounds, I can't do it.
Yeah, it would be more than 150.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to haul it up. We need to engineer something up there to give us more leverage.
Let's figure out our engineering first. And then when we're ready to move it, I will conjure a replica of the metal band to hold it closed. And that'll give us 20 or 30 minutes to get it out and get it to the ship.
I wonder if Aeon has woke up yet.
Yeah, he's awake. Wondering where all you are, but awake. Probably going to steal some food.
You wake up in the desert.
Well, luckily, that makes it sound like bandits didn't show up yet.
Yeah, what are you doing out there alone on the windship?
Rifling through things I probably shouldn't be rifling through.
Rifle through Astromel stuff. You'll find some interesting things there.
Okay, that's. I will take that as a suggestion.
You guys leave anything interesting on the ship?
I don't have much. Maybe that box I've been trying to cultivate mushrooms in.
Oh, I can nibble some of those.
And not keeping an eye out for bandits or anything like that. All right.
You weren't here when I left the ship, but I was. And I'll tell Aeon that if bandits show up to do this and do that and raise the ship like 50 feet.
Yeah. She said a bunch of words and ran off. Whatever.
Okay.
Thanasis, what are you doing?
Going back and forth, moving stuff.
You come out of the mound there and you see standing before you, there are two tall, even for you, they appear tall, robed figures with the headdresses wrapped over their faces, so and you can't even see their eyes. They have these staffs. They're about 8 foot in height, curved, and have the symbol of an eye in the center of this silver pentacle in them.
I carefully set my stuff down and hold my hands out with the hopefully universal, I mean you no harm, and say my best, Talisland. Hello, who are you?
Nearest one holds out his hand and says, the eye.
Ah, roll initiative?
I don't know, are you going to attack him?
I just make a little hand gesture and my sword comes out and goes into my hand. I don't think so. Gone into, attack mode, but I'm not attacking. I'm just sort of facing him with sword in hand. Who are you?
Still standing there with his hand out. We require the eye.
The eye? Which eye? Oh, who has that? I think I know what you're talking about.
No one has declared getting it.
It's still down there, I think. You can go get it if you want it. Just follow the torches.
They're just standing there.
I think Tara will probably be popping up behind me pretty soon. And I go, and I just hold a hand up. Tell Evan, get that orb and bring it up here.
Okay. I'm the strangers. And so you guys down there hear her yelling. We got company. Thanasis says to bring up that orb.
Well, maybe he's suddenly had a revelation as to what this thing is.
It's trouble. That's what it is. It's trouble.
Not having had that conversation with you, I guess I'm gingerly picking the thing up. I don't want to damage it, but also I hope that it does not discharge some kind of energy into me.
Yvonne, hold on there. Surely that is our haul.
You pick it up, and part of it opens, and it's like an eyeball, maybe crystal eyeball or something, looking up at you.
Oh boy. Well, it's seen me now. Everybody hide your faces, I guess. I'm coming up. I'm trying to hold it together while I'm being ogled by this thing.
Stop.
I stop.
We don't know who's up there. And surely that's our hall. Let's not forget why we're here. Let's go see what's going on upstairs.
Well, whose eye is this? And what are they thinking on the other end of this magical conduit as they look at me? I would kind of not just like to be looked at anymore.
Is this stream of consciousness from Yvonne, or?
Yeah, she's kind of half babbling this stuff in response to the things that you're saying.
Put that strange artifact down. Put it in a sack.
I set it down and see if the eye closes.
It is remaining open.
All right, well, get me a sack. Don't let it see your face. And once somebody has me a sack, I'll do a bow, and then I'll put the sack over it. I apologize terribly for putting this sack over your head.
You've got the orb in a sack. What do you do?
Whether it's going with somebody else or going with us, it has to go up anyway, doesn't it?
Whatever we do, we can't give it to Denethor or Saruman.
I'm going to try to parse these names in my head.
Never mind. Anyone would be bad. Let's keep that thing hidden until we can figure out what's happening.
Okay, so you want to negotiate.
I want to see what's going on. Why would we give away the things we've dug up?
True. I'll keep an eye on this sack. You know that I'm not the best negotiator, that I will probably give something away. So I'll stay down here for the time being.
I'll climb up.
The orb and Yvonne are staying down, and you're climbing. Tara and Arn, I guess, will go with you.
Since they're not talking other than, say, the eye, give me the eye, I'm just going to not talking to them, just sort of standing there staring at them. We're just doing a staring contest. Can I see their eyes?
No, it's all wrapped. You don't know if they're blinking or not. Don't know if they have eyes. The eye on the staff is not blinking even as it looks at you. Lavory, as you're rummaging through with other people's stuff, you catch some voices down below you, and looks like Thanasis is standing there with his sword out, staring at these two robed figures.
Oh, well,
you're on the airship. You're about, where do you guys leave it? Like 50 feet in the air or something?
20 feet or something like that, I think.
Well, I'm going to look down, 20 feet down, rope ladder.
But you can fly.
Not really. I can float. Ah, now if I could remember what was said about moving the ship.
Oh, you're going to play with the controls. Good.
You know what? I'm going to go play with the controls. I'm going to go try and bring it lower and probably fail miserably because I have none of that skill.
This is how we got stuck in the desert.
D10 plus int.
Yeah, D10 plus int. Because you don't really know what you're doing. You just had some vague instructions.
It's a partial.
That just means that you didn't do anything terrible. As you're playing with it, feels like you're coming down. But boy, it's real slow.
I want to go faster than that. How do I make it go faster?
But I want to go faster. Do you hear me? I want to go unreasonably faster. Faster than what's safe. Do you understand?
We get Astromel, Arn, and Tara crawling out the hole. What are you doing, Astromel?
So we're coming up out of the mound?
Yeah.
And we see these 8-foot-tall, robed, wrapped figures. But are they both holding staffs with eyes?
Yes.
Or, okay. So I lean over to Aran and I'm like, you know who these people are?
They could be wanderers. They don't interact with people too often, and most people avoid them.
You know anything about them, or are we in the dark here?
There's lots of stories about them, but I don't know whether any of them are true. Like I said, most people don't mess with them. And just stay away from them. Even the bandits stay away from them.
Okay, I nod. Then I'll go to Thanasis. What is this about handing over our loot?
He wants the eye. And the only thing I can think of that matched the eye was that little globe thing down there.
Does it look like they have any money? Or anything to trade?
Might have a pouch. they don't have any conspicuous wealth upon them.
I have a feeling that whatever we have in our possession currently is more valuable than a belt pouch. So, I guess I take a step forward toward these giants. Remember, I'm like 5'6". I understand you want one of the items we have dug up.
We required the eye.
Well, your interest is noted. What will you offer for the eye?
Silence.
Yeah, I'm not hearing any bids. If you do not make a bid for the eye, we will take the eye with us away from here. Still silence.
Wind through the desert.
All right. You may remain and observe as we make away with the loot, I suppose. I'm like backing away toward the Nassus. Like, if I do anything, you know, I protect the loot.
Is the windskiff lowering?
Faster, dang it.
Aeon, what are you doing? Get away from the controls!
Going down!
Stop!
I wonder what this lever does.
Might you still want to play with the controls?
Yes! Trying to make myself go faster. Do I the same roll?
Sure.
Oh, wow! Almost a success.
Yeah, you start moving controls and you do some other things, but then you're not lowering like you wanted to, so you undo them.
Aw, dang it!
Astromel, get up there! Get up there! Stop him!
Is the skiff low enough that the rope ladder can be?
Oh, the rope ladder's already down.
Okay, so nobody listened at all to Bandit Country. Okay. I mean, I don't fly the skiff any better than anyone else, so.
But you can at least stop someone from playing with the controls. You know, get away from there.
I guess I'll humor Thanasis and start climbing up the ladder.
Yvonne's down below with the eye, right?
Boy, I hope he's getting a good deal for us.
Are you coming up or just staying down there?
I was going to wait to be called up. I was sending him ahead to see if he could negotiate something else. I don't know. I'm getting a little antsy down here. I'd maybe open up the bag and ask it, but it's not a mouth.
Blink once if you want to go with these people.
I do have signaling.
Okay, so you're just hanging out down there.
I'm hanging out. Wondering if giving this thing up would, you know, be worth it, because it'd buy us time to get the vat up.
Astromal's going and climbing up the rope ladder onto the ship.
Kara and Aaron are here. We're behind me. And...
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Astromal, you climb up on the ship there, and Aeon is playing with the controls.
Listen, Muse, stop that. It's delicate stuff, and we don't want to accidentally crash into the dunes below.
Trying to get down to you.
It's not necessary. I was able to come up here. Now, if you have some facility with speaking to strange wanderers who wrap up their faces and wave staffs around with eyes on them, we could use you below.
Pretty sure that's not my thing, but I'll come check. I could annoy them to death.
That may not be such a bad idea.
All right, I'll come annoy them.
The ship's maybe about 5 foot off the ground and still coming down.
I'm gonna leave it to the expert to fix.
The thing is, I don't want to leave where I'm at. Turn around and yell, Aeon, come up here now!
Okay, well, I can maybe barely hear that, so I'm on my way.
There's no time for that. I'm going to go and see what I can do with the controls. I'd like to get it to stop.
You know, some of those frilly bits that you don't know what they do are starting to creak as they're touching the ground.
Okay.
I mean, you've seen us, so you have at least the advantage of actually having seen us use the controls, so...
I wasn't paying too close attention.
Yeah.
So, D10 plus int?
Sure. You sort of stopped it from descending, and now it's trying to move away, dragging... The rope ladder along the ground.
We did drop a drag anchor just to make sure we stays in place.
It's dragging that a little too.
Thanasis, I'm sure the Danuvian can handle the two strangers to get this under control before it starts scraping into the mound or something.
I look from one to the other and then just look at Tara and nod my head, sheath my sword, and go running for the ship.
Yeah, as it's floating low over this uneven ground, you hear a snap.
Yeah, I say something foul and run and try to get on the ship and bring her under control.
Just trying to help.
Yvonne, you maybe come scrambling up after you heard some shout.
Yeah, have I heard the snap too?
Yeah.
Okay, so here I am. They're crawling over the ship, which is starting to have things break off of it.
And do you see these two?
Two guys who are at least a foot taller than I am.
Oh, and Aeon's coming over because Aeon got off the ship.
Yep.
Well, he called me to come up. So I guess they've been paid. I will gingerly set the bag down on the ground.
Face palming at this point.
Closest one dips forward, grabs the bag, nods.
No one's doing anything. Aron is like, oh, totally. Yeah, cool. Take our loot.
He seems kind of wary of doing anything with these guys.
I guess I'm busy on the ship, so I'm not doing anything.
So picks up the bag, gives you a slight bow towards Yvonne, turns and starts walking away. And as it's walking away, it says, beware, evil creatures spy on you.
I think you're carrying one, but I can think of some others too. Yes.
Finally get the ship under control. Look at the from the broken fingers on the wing and swear and go, oh, I have to fix that. Ah, there goes that sailcloth Aeon got us. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He gets it under control, gets it to an appropriate height.
All right, maybe now I can return to, where did they go?
I thought you made a deal. The Nessus told me to come up.
I just lean and start slowly knocking my head on the gunwale.
Man, if you'd seen that thing, you wouldn't want it. I'm shaking my head. I'm just like, no.
We could have gotten a lot for that, you know, Aeron says.
Yeah, put it on a pedestal and let it look at you all day long.
I know a Sindarin who collects orbs.
Molds and fungus, too?
That's a different guy.
I don't suppose it would be possible to reclaim it?
I don't even see them anymore.
You want to go try to follow them and take it from them.
And I look at the injuries that the Nessus has, and
we're going to make enough as it is. Let's not be greedy.
Let's get the VAT up.
Yeah, let me get the ship back over. Actually, I might as well land it because that'll be easier to get onto the ship. Don't want to spend time trying to rig a harness or whatever. We can just simply heave ho it up,
properly stow the wings and everything, so you can settle it down on the ground without causing damage.
I'm going to conjure a band to hold the vat closed while we bring it up.
So how many points are you putting into it?
How long do you think it'll take? Think maybe we'd be able to do that in under 20 rounds?
I look at Tara and we can try.
I'll give him 30 turns, so I'll do it at a 3.
Ooh.
I'll give you the option. Either it'll last twice as long or you can keep a slot. You figure them getting it completely up and into the ship in that time is iffy.
All right, I'll double it.
This magical band around it. Ooh, pretty. Right, tie it off. And what, strength to move it?
I'll let you guys decide what you think is the mode that would get you the best chance of getting it out of here. Whether you guys are using your strength to muscle this thing up out of here, or you have some other skill that would help. You tell me what you think is the primary thing that you're using to get this out of here.
Getting up the floor, up from the hole in the ground up to the next floor and getting it swung over. I'm thinking that's more strength than anything else.
Great, let's settle on strength and I'll help.
So do the other ones roll first and I see if I get a bonus for that? Or
you've got enough help here. Well, let's say the help from them gives you a +3.
That's included in my +2.
You can add your strength to that, yeah. So +5 total.
5, yep. Heave. 12.
Takes some work and coordination, but you're able to heave it up and get it out and load it onto the ship without any undue knocks and bangs that you're concerned about.
Going to have to unfold the wing that snapped and start and see what we can do, how bad it is.
Okay, so you're going to start working on that. What are other people doing while he's doing that? Anything interesting?
Maybe there's a moment where Astromol contemplates summoning something to get the orb back, but then he thinks better of it. Well, I guess let's look over the logbook, Arcane logbook, and the hall in general to like catalog and see what we have and who we might be able to sell it to. Conferring with Aron.
We've got the stuff from the alchemy lab that you've identified. You've got various other things that you weren't able to identify, but probably were something to somebody. Some of the stuff that it's stored in is amber glass, which is valuable, you know, more valuable than just your basic glass containers. You've got those logs. Aaron and you guys had picked up some other stuff, like the little metal box. There's some housewares that they scrounged up, glasses and plates and an odd three-legged chair that was in decent shape that Aaron picked up.
Now, here's a question. Is there anything in particular special about, like, the vat itself? When you look at the vat, like, is it any particular metal or is there etchings or...
How are you going about examining this?
Well, just having a look at it, like, does it look like a dull metal vat?
It has coppery tinge to it. You can maybe see some faintly stuff either etched or written around it.
So I'll turn to Arnold and I'll say, the emptied vat, do you believe that could still be valuable?
Sure. I think we could sell that, yeah.
That should be easier to haul as well. We might as well salvage what we can from this debacle. So yeah, let's go get that. Anyone else doing something?
Well, I basically can lend my engineering expertise in helping Thanasis with the repair.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I promised to look over Tara's acid burns. So I'll do that if I'm not hauling an empty vat.
This is just basic medical attention here, not magical healing.
Yeah, healing, healer, I guess, is the skill.
You're able to at least clean the wounds, and so they should heal naturally without ill effects, to which she'll thank you for. Though, if you had better aim, you wouldn't have to do it.
All I can do is shrug. I'll try not to antagonize her further by suggesting she wasn't very effective either. But at least she didn't hurt anyone else, so I guess she has me one-upped there. I'll just let her have that one, and then I'll tell her that if she suffers any night dankness, to let me know.
Yeah, she probably looks at Thanasis and goes, I think Thanasis can help me with the night dankness.
I'll go somewhere else. I'll go way over there, you know, 10 feet away, pretend I didn't see that or hear that.
So once we get everything stowed and double check all the lashings and so forth, I guess
we can gain altitude and
pull up the anchor and pull up the rope ladder and head back to Cimarron.
What's the plan here on selling stuff? Let Arn handle all that. The assumption here is like it's all equal shares. So if you want some of the stuff, it'd have to come out of your share.
I'll take an equal share.
Take at least the notebook out of my share.
Stuff you salvage, Estramel?
I only really wanted the eye. So, well, that's gone.
He said unbitterly. Oh, wait, not unbitterly.
The only other thing I was had a somewhat interest in would be the logbook, but since Yvonne already claimed that one, it's that's fine.
Yeah, I'm just making sure that stays with us instead of going to open market.
Are you looking into starting a collection of living slimes?
Not particularly, but I would like to find out what it says.
Fair enough.
I mean, it's probably most valuable in combination with the occupied vat.
Mm-hmm. What was that box, by the way, that Thanasis was talking about?
With the powder in it?
Yeah.
Well, with the variable winds, I'd say we'd wait until we can get under shelter.
I'm just seeing the scene from Big Lebowski when they're scattering like, poor guy's ashes.
I've seen that in real life.
So I guess this time we're just going to pull into port and not park off the edge, though we do have a dangerous cargo on board. Do you want to try sealing it on the way there or wait until we get there and seal it?
I think if we can get there and have a new band forged, a permanent band.
Forgive me, but these concerns seem a customer concern, a collector concern. I don't think we should be wasting precious resources on sealing this with material.
I think we'll be able to advise the buyers better once we've spoken to an antiquarian and gotten more sense out of these documents, out of these notes.
You know, I don't want this vet on the ship any longer than necessary.
You don't want somebody to swipe it or open it accidentally. That would lower its value immeasurably.
The plan is let Arn do negotiating and everything except for the notes are being sold.
I mean, are they extensive enough that it would take much longer to pore over them than 3 days?
I guess it depends on what you want to get out of them.
Is it possible to transcribe them into, like, if I tell Yvonne what they say, Yvonne can write down what it is in Tal or whatever language you use. So we'll have the notes, or a copy of the notes at least, and then we can sell the original along with the vat.
I don't know if you've carried that much writing materials with you.
How extensive are the notes? Are we talking like a full-on, a whole volume full of detailed?
In my head, I'm picturing Indiana Jones' dad's notebook, several hundred pages, and probably not all script, probably some drawings too.
It's a decent amount of material. It'd take a bit of work to fully transcribe it and translate it.
So what can we get for at least everything but the book so far? What's our haul?
You're selling all the alchemical stuff too.
Everything except the winged ape's horn and Morpheus blossom.
Arn, well, he finds a buyer who is interested in the vat and the thing in it. So he got a good value for that because that don't come across that every day. You guys end up with a very nice haul. Then let's call it 6,000.
All right.
Yeah. So I'll make note of it. I guess Avion's our bookkeeper.
Yeah.
I'll just lean over. Can I have three gold lumens and then look at Tara? 4 gold lumens.
She may like put an arm around your shoulder and go, let's go celebrate our newfound wealth.
Now that you've gotten your allowance from mom.
I think I'm going to try to invest some time into learning some antiquarian lore.
What do you specifically want to get to understand?
The freshman level antiquarian studies. Looking for the 101.
Are you just wanting the thumbnail of history here?
Pretty much, yeah.
Fanton can tell you, well, as far as we know, the ancient Arcanes had their fabulous cities spread throughout the continent. There were many battles against the races of the submen, like the beastmen, the Zav Raiders, and such. There was some sort of, and she wouldn't know it all because, well, nobody knows it all, and you know, she's still studying. There were battles, and sometime the Arcanes left the land to the submen and went into the sky cities. And then sometime there was the cataclysm, and the cities fell, and chaos reigned across the continent. And at some point, the knowledge of magic and civilization started again. The Phaedrian Empire was the first big civilized empire, and then it fell into division during the Cult Wars, which lasted hundreds of years, but it took down the empire, and people over those years migrated away from it to places like Simril and founded Simril and Tanuvia and Hajj.
Were the Phaedrians, do we know if they were descendants of remnants of the Archaeans or if they rose up from among the submen?
At least everybody believes they were from the Archaeans.
Arcanes, okay.
That's at least the belief of everybody.
Do we believe that the submen have raised any civilizations of their own?
The closest would maybe Ereg. The more civilized world, they don't view them as very civilized, but they have some sort of area and some sort of level of civilization and society there. Most of the other ones are nomadic.
Even if they had the ambition to try to aspire to those former heights of civilization, they'd be at an even bigger disadvantage than those of us who've gotten some scraps of knowledge down through the Phaedrians and other previous civilizations. So still, it would be very interesting to see if someday a great civilization could come out of those other peoples. But that's speculative. That's the future. That's not what we know of the past so far. But cool. And I'm sure that Avon probably has lots of pertinent questions that don't exactly spring to my mind as a player right now. But thanks for the overview.
I see. You were looking for what exactly was on those tablets, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so as you're hanging out around here for a while, so to get back to you on that, talks about the mages of Alanda. Seems to say that they foresaw a coming cataclysm, and they had plans to move the city into the Etheric Sea, hoping to bring it back once the cataclysm was over.
Oh.
It came sooner than they expected, and things were a bit rushed, and talks about them opening the way, and there were other beings that came through. There was chaos as magic tore through the world, and the land beneath Alanda was hurled into the sky. Much of the people on Alanda fled on a skyship, but they were attacked by these creatures that came through the rift. And it says that they hope to be able to recollect the scattered people and pull Alanda back from the Etheric Sea.
Okay. So it may have gone in without its people, because they were either killed or they fled, and some of them were killed as they were fleeing. So it's there in the Etheric Sea, perhaps populated by these creatures that it speaks of. Okay. That would be a tremendous challenge. Tremendous challenge.
I leave that to you. You're more knowledgeable in the magics.
All right. That'll give me plenty to think about. Thank you. How do I simultaneously pull a city out of the Etheric Sea and exterminate all the demons that are on it? Well, that's an assumption on my part.
Any comments or...
No.
I enjoyed that it was difficult. Figure out, like, well, okay, what is it? What do you do? It was fun to think about, oh, maybe I can wrap it up in my cloak, or what works and what doesn't. And of course, it's also very, it's fun to put yourself, from my perspective, it's fun to put myself in a situation where I'm more likely to fail at doing something that would help rather than succeed. If that's an issue that you guys would rather like maybe solve the problem than carry on, then I can reduce that. I can do less of that if that's it's also fun to consider, like, what do I ensorcel? The lid or the bench?
I was debating about doing it to the lid myself.
I hope it was okay from Yvonne's perspective, because you sat in the boat a while before.
Yeah, I had to wonder if I'd made the right choice there, but,
coming in the last
tactically,
second.
It was the right choice. It's like, we heard about bandits, not having them take my ship.
Arriving as the cavalry, blasting away, and then what was that anyway?
I guess maybe we'll know at some point. Maybe Sindarin will know if we bring the vat to him. Maybe there's a collector somewhere who knows.
Yeah, he should have been right behind me, but he...
No, correct. I'm not talking about Aran.
The Sindarin, the customer.
Yes. The Sindarin, not Aran. Maybe we should have named him Aran instead.
We have something for you. It's some sort of blob creature that's vicious and attacks people. Maybe you'll like it.
Don't open it. We promise it's in there.
Thud. Yeah, see? It's still in there.
No, it was good fun. More older school sense, maybe we could have fast forwarded some of the purchasing equipment stuff.
This is where I point out that you may notice that the GM says you can do a second action at -5. You may notice that none of his characters do a second action at -5.
I don't think we've played this with Dirk as a player, so but okay, fair enough. NPCs.
That's because I'm taking it easy on you guys rather than having you get destroyed in one round.
Oh, yeah. This is taking it easy. Yeah.
Little thing. I misheard, Dirk, the first time you said vat. I thought you said bat. So it's a bat-shaped metal thing. And I was trying to figure out, is the bat on the lid? Is he holding a bat lid? And and then I heard
bat. Found a bat cave.
Yes. Are the two metal bats down here?
Nobody in the right mind is going to go there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we have to find adventurers.
So where do we find the crazy
people? We've got to find more of us.
You are the crazy people.
Oh, by the way, I had an epiphany about, Durek, you said that the Duna, my character's people, that they're probably green, right? And suddenly I'm like, oh, witch women, wicked witch of the east, green. Okay, now I see. Yes, I listened a lot to J. Dean when he was prattling on with the Mudmire, whatever his name was.
Mudmire. You called him Mudmire.
Mudmire. To be fair, yes. Muddy. It's probably fair to say that Muddy is probably my best friend in the whole world. No, that's not fair to say, but I imagine that he is.
Lorind, come on now.
Hello.
Lorind, yes. No, this is the thing with Thanasis. He never gets the names right.
Yeah, all your characters seem to have that. Well, before we get into play, how are people feeling? Should I be pushing towards some sort of climax closure to your journey here, or are we looking to continue this for a while, or what's the long-term feelings for people?
That's a good question.
That's why I'm asking it.
Personally, yeah. I was not expecting we're done in two sessions.
Right.
So maybe, I don't know, I wouldn't rush anything or push for anything in particular, other than the usual consequences. I mean, you can always let us know if you like. Okay, I'd like to have a few sessions pause or break, you know, play a little, do something else. That's fine.
Okay, as long as people are okay with the way things are going and are happy to keep letting things play out and go chasing around all the weird places in Talislanta.
Mm-hmm. We have a number of leads, yeah. Technically, since people insist on calling Scandinavians Vikings, and Vikings are technically pirates, I always speak like a Viking. I mean pirate.
It's the tag where I mention you can go to our page at sunday-skypers.podbean.com, find links to all of our episodes, links to our Facebook page and MeWe page. You can email us at sundayskypers@zoho.com. It'd also be nice if you gave us a rating or a review on iTunes or the podcast app of your choice. And that's all I got.